أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويوم يقول نادوا شركائي الذين زعمتم فدعوهم فلم يستجيبوا لهم وجعلنا بينهم موبقا ورأى المجرمون النار فظنوا أنهم مواقعوها ولم يجدوا عنها مصرفا صدق الله العظيم. As we conclude the different aspects of the signs of Qiyamah, more especially with regards to Dajjal, we spoke about at Bab Lud. Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, together with the Mahdi and the army of the Muslims, will have a confrontation with Dajjal and his army. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the miracle that he bestows to Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam, his breath will be the destruction of Dajjal. And thereafter, Hazrat Mahdi will leave the world. Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will remain on the world. And then another fitna will start. And before that fitna, Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will be told by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go to some lofty place, to some hills, where Isa alayhi salatu wassalam will go with the jamaat of the Muslimin, the believers, and they will seek shelter there. And at that time, the Ya'juj, Ma'juj, the Gog and Magog, they will emerge. And when they emerge, they will also create great corruption on the surface of the earth. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will now create a situation where another great test will come upon Hazrat Isa alayhi salatu wassalam. Coming to the ayats of Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about yesterday Iblis, Shaitan, that refused to make sajda to Adam alayhi salatu wassalam, and the Quran Kareem is categoric, kana min al jinn. There's no dispute about it, there's no difference of opinion. He was never an angel, he was from amongst the jinn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayats say, وَيَوْمَ يَقُولُ نَادُوا شُرَكَائِيَ الَّذِينَ زَعَمْتُمْ. Going to the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make a proclamation to all the people who had ascribed partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nadu shurakaiya alladhina za'amtum. Call on my associates, my partners. In other words, when you were on the earth, you were ascribing partners to me. In certain instances, it was people. In certain instances, it was idols. And it varied from time to time. So call all those associations and partners that you had been caring, that you had been asserting, za'amtum, fada'uhum. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, then they will actually call those gods and those associations that they had associated with Allah. فَلَمْ يَسْتَجِيبُوا لَهُمْ. Then those gods will not answer, they will not respond to them. وَجَعَلْنَا بَيْنَهُمْ مُوْبِقًا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that between them we will create a gulf of death, in other words, total destruction. The gods that they were calling in this world, they're going to call in the hereafter. Now it becomes very, very clear and apparent to them that there is going to be no answer, there is going to be no response. We as a ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam must be very guarded about one thing. Whenever we speak about idols, we always go to paganism, to the Arabs in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But in this contemporary world that we are living, this current world that we are living in, we also sometimes make gods out of different people and different things. And we should be very guarded about it. The different stars that we have, whether they are film stars or sports stars, whoever they are, we must be very guarded not to follow their way of life. Hazrat Ji Maulana Yusuf Sahab Rahmatullah Ali gave a very wonderful example, and we can think about it when we have some time to think about it. He said, if I take an idol made of gold and I bring it to the front of the masjid and I leave it over here, just here, there will be surely none of you will want to make namaz in front of that. All of us will say that that is an idol, it is haram, we cannot do it. But now we will never lift our hands up to that God. Now if I take the same idol of gold and I leave it there by the wudu khana, and I just walk away, then all of you will lift your sleeves up now to kill each other to gain control over that. So we should be very, very guarded about our priorities in life. And he leaves a very, very powerful message in this, that it is not only idols that we make gods of. We make gods of different things of this world. The priorities that we have sometimes are mixed up. وَرَأَى الْمُجْرِمُونَ النَّارِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the sinners will see the fire. فَظَنُّوا أَنَّهُمْ مُوَاكِعُوهَا. They will be sure that that is their final abode. وَلَمْ يَجِدُوا عَنْهَا مَصْرِفًا. Allah, and they will find no escape from it. In other words, they themselves will realize, they will make the decision on their own, that this is where we have to go because of the ill deeds. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.